Judges chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal let Baal contend, who is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early, and made camp beside the well of Herod. So that the host army of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Morah, in the valley. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel boast themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore go, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000. And there remained 10,000. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be, that of whom I say to you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and of whomever I say to you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Gideon, everyone who laps of the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, him you shall set by himself, likewise everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink, putting his hand to his mouth. And the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Gideon, by the 300 men who lapped I will save you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand. And let all the other people return to their own place. So the people took food in their hand, and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel to his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host army of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night, that the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, arise, get yourself down to the host army of the Midianites, because I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go with Phurah your servant down to the host army. And you shall hear what they say. And afterward your hands shall be strengthened to go down to the host army. Then he went down with Phurah his servant to the outside of the armed men who were in the host army. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon had come, there was a man who told a dream to his fellow soldier, and said, listen, I dreamed a dream, and a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host army of Midian, and came to a tent, and struck it that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel, because into his hand God has delivered Midian, and all the host army. And it was that, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, and its interpretation, that he worshipped, and returned into the host army of Israel, and said, arise, because the Lord, Jehovah, has delivered into your hand the host army of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers, and lamps within the pitchers. And he said to them, look at me, and do as I do. And, indeed, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that, as I do, so shall you also do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord, Jehovah, and of Gideon. So Gideon, and the 100 men who were with him, came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, just after 10 p.m. And they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets, and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets, and broke the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow with, and they cried, the sword of the Lord, Jehovah, and of Gideon. And every man stood in his place all around the camp, and all the host army ran, and cried, and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord, Jehovah, set each man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host army. And the host army fled to Bethshitta in Zerareth, and to the border of Abelmholah, to Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, Come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters to Bethbara and the Jordan River. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and took the waters to Bethbara and the Jordan River. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb. And they killed Oreb upon the rock Oreb, and Zeb they killed at the wine press of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan.